have at it. If anyone would like to heckle, questions, anything at all.
When's the comedy start?
When's the comedy start? If only I had €40 for every time someone shouted that out, I'd be a rich man. Oh, wait, I do and I am. It's all about context. That would be much more sort of hurtful in the streets. Well, you've paid to be in a room with me. It doesn't fucking work. Any other heckles? Please.
When
is Jimmy
Carrey coming on?
What, sorry? When is Jimmy Carrey coming on? Was it funny in your head? Did you think, this is gonna fucking murder? It's like, we seem to have contained the problem, Dublin. Like, is there a special section? Sometimes in a theatre you get all the wheelchairs are in one section. Like I did, but today we've got the fucking neurologically divergent theatre up there. I feel sorry for these poor cunts sitting underneath them, because they could drop like fucking lemmings. I did a gig once in Glasgow, like Glasgow, and it's a beautiful town, but it's a bit like Dublin. Everyone's a funny cunt in Glasgow, right? And I was doing the gig, and I was looking at the thing, and there's a platform kind of over that way. And I went, oh, what's that? And they went, that's the disabled section. Well, that's what one guy said. And then another guy was walking past that worked there, and he went, the cabbage patch.
Fucking hell.
The staff at the venue, I better be fucking funny tonight. Jesus. Any other heckles? Oh, questions. I don't fucking mind.
Where's Alan?
Your house, fucking your dad. Somewhat ironically, your daddy is not the daddy in that scenario.
Lee Evans is better.
What's that?
Lee Evans is better.
Lee Evans is better. But Lee is, I mean, some people think so. The thing about a sense of humour, I love Lee. He's a mate of mine. He's a great guy. He's all retired from stand-up now, which I always think is a shame. He's wonderful. But here's the thing, right? Lee Evans, it's a matter of taste, isn't it? It's whatever your taste. In comedy, if you think someone's funny, you're right. If you think they're not funny, you're right. Some people would say Lee Evans funnier than me. Some people would say I'm funnier than Lee Evans. But that's a matter of opinion. What's a matter of fact is we're both funnier than you. That's a fact. Take that to the bank. I mean,
we also have like,
he prefers Lee Evans as well. He likes him. He runs round and does funny faces. I like it. He's just happy to be indoors. It's fucking changed. Change a scene for that guy. Any more? Go on. Well, we've only heard from guys.
Maybe I love him.
What, sorry? You love me. Well, I love you too, but I think we should see other people.
I love you too.
You love me too?
Yeah.
Oh, Christ, I'm caught in a love triangle. It's a fucking health and safety nightmare. These two could slip off their seats. Yeah, take that, faggy twat. Fucking love you. Go on, yeah.
Are you taking a break in the middle or what's crack?
I always do like a little bit more audience stuff now. You've got to piss. Well, fuck you, go. You do your thing. No, if you... Listen, it's very different in prison, they ask. Yes, you go, no, you're grand. You're fucking... I want you to be comfortable. And is the ankle tag about to go off? You know what they call that? That's called chav nav. What, sorry?
Do you like goth girls?
Do I like goth girls?
Yeah.
I would have to see said goth girl. When you say goth girls, do you mean do I like the look, or do I like girls that have daddy issues? It's sort of the same question, isn't it? if you're wearing a mission t-shirt, odds are. So are you a goth girl?
Yes!
Yeah. Is that not an emo these days? Have we not changed? Yeah. You've still got goths? What, sorry?
Depends on who you ask.
Depends on who you ask. Well, I'm asking you. Who else am I fucking talking to here? There's a committee. So you're a goth. What do you do? What do you do for a living?
Retail.
Yeah. Work in a shop. What shop?
I can't say. But...
You can't say? Is it hard to pronounce? What? Why can't you say?
Penny.
What, sorry?
Primark.
Primark? I don't think they have goths in Primark. This is from our depressed teens selection. It's made by children in the Far East who, ironically, are less depressed than the kids buying it. Who knows why? So you're a goth girl, and who are you here with? I don't know what she said there, but it sounds like she was crying. You're who, sorry?
Your best friend.
Your best friend. Okay. Well, you seem great. We don't know what shop you work in. Have you not considered, I mean, it's not really retail, but if you like that whole look and wearing black and the darkness, there's plenty of fucking funeral parlors, aren't there? Get a job there, you fucking fit right in. Christ, she takes this seriously. Any other?
Have you ever stuck a finger up your bum?
Have I ever stuck a finger up my bum? Yeah. That felt like a genuine cry for help. Felt like there's a poor man over there thinking, I really want to put a finger in my bum. I don't know. I don't know if I should or not. What if I like it? Fucking go for it, man. Live a life. Yeah.
Get my watch off your mum's bedside locker.
Get my watch off your mum's bedside locker. What? I don't think I'd leave my watch on your mum's bedside locker. If only because my watch costs more than your fucking house. It's a terrible thing to say, isn't it? Just fucked his mum, but I don't trust her enough to leave a watch on the bedside table. I'll keep this on if you don't mind, love. I know she charges by the hour. I still owe your mum €20. That's right, I paid for everyone.
Did you ever try on your girlfriend's knickers?
Did I ever try on my girlfriend's knickers? No. But you did. Now, guy that wants to put a finger up his bum, and this guy, you just need to be more open, just talk more. I think you'd get on fucking famously. What, sorry?
I think you should get them to stand up.
You should get them to stand up. Okay, well now, you're not directing this show, are you? This is not my first rodeo. This guy will only stand to confirm his name in a court of law. That's... What do you do for a living, sir? What kind of scrap metal business do you run? You can't judge a book by its cover. You could tell the fucking price, though. Look at him. Go on, what do you do, man?
I work for Paddy Power.
You work for Paddy Power? Of course you do. I know you're in the Paddy Power shop a lot, but you don't work there. You're on benefits and you've got a problem with gambling. It's best you hear it from me. Hi, the lesbians. Are you a couple?
Yeah.
Oh! And how long have you been smashing pasties? 10 months.
Oh!
But they mate for life. They'll be all right. And what are your names? Sorry, I didn't get your names.
Jenny and Sarah.
Jenny and Sarah. Jenny and Sarah. So, what do you do? I mean, I know what you... Scissoring mainly, but what do you do for a living?
I'm a recruiter in a tech company.
A recruiter in a tech company? Okay, and?
I work in admin in a hospital.
Admin in a hospital?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, I don't know. Normally, the jobs can tell me who's wearing the strap on, but I've no idea. You couldn't get a cigarette paper between those two? No idea. Yeah, right. It's a higher level of gaydar where you go, hang on, you're the top. What? I'd like to take an interest.
Have you read any of our messages?
Have I done what?
Read any of our messages.
Have you read any of the messages? I don't get to see the messages pre-show, so I'll see them at the end, which won't be long. Well, it'll be quite long. It's a long show. There's a lot of fucking jokes to get through. I want value for fucking money. I don't want you having to go out there. The fucking football people. Two random fucking football teams arriving. And a bunch of fucking mafiosos from UEFA wandering around. It's a fucking nightmare. Any other? Yes. I'm a posh prick. Like, it's all relative, sir. Posh compared to you? Yeah. But my family are from Limerick. Not that posh. Yeah, I'm from Limerick, but no one in my family ever stabbed anyone. Which is why they made us leave. We didn't fit in. Posh, Limerick. Have you gone off to die in the woods like an elephant or something? And that's the last we saw of him. God love him. Any other heckles?
It was a ginger girl.
James Bond.
What, sorry? What was it?
You look like a shit James Bond.
I look like a shit James Bond. I'll take that. I think you've not really got the hang of heckling, have you? Traditionally, you would shout something nasty. Whereas a shit James Bond, yeah, okay. You look like a little Cabbage Patch doll. Like, no offence to you, sir, but you look like a massive fucking toddler. What's your name?
Sean.
Sean, and what do you do, Sean?
Software.
Course. And is this the missus? Who are you here with?
Oh, it's pretty.
You're just on your own, are you? Yeah, that story checks out. Software, what happened? I turned the girls off and then it turned them back on again. Too late, she was gone by then. It was, where the fuck, I'm genuinely worried about that old fella. Where's he? Is he off to Switzerland, is he? Had a laugh, I'm ready to go now. Hello, Jimmy. It's Nick Sloan's 30th birthday this weekend. He has just moved here from Melbourne, Australia. I've planned a surprise trip. I'd love it if you could break the news and tell him we're going to Mallorca. All right, where's Nick? Where are you, Nick? Nick? Where's Nick from Melbourne? here. Hello. Happy birthday. Great to have you here. And did you... Are you in a romantic relationship? What's going on here?
Yeah, just off-stand relationship. She's incredible.
Oh, oh yeah. Fucking Australia. Have you been to Australia?
Yeah.
I would recommend it. It's fucking tremendous. But if you're going to go, it's a fucking long way and it's expensive to go. So if you're going to go, go in January. What's it like here in Dublin in January? Cold, wet, windy and shit, right? In Australia, every day's a MILF. 44 and fucking hot. Happy birthday, man. My friend, Temmie, just recently broke up with his missus, Ava, and she's now with one of his mates, Mick. Heckle to lift his and our spirits. We've came from Wexford to see you. Right, where's Temmie? Where are you, Temmie? Someone down there just went, Temmie! And I can only presume they went, Temmie! Where's Temmie? Where are you, Temmie? Hi! And she's left you? Oh. You'll learn to love again. Come on, the lesbians! Have some sympathy. Hi, Jimmy. I'm Jack from Australia. I'm here with my mammy. Have you got any dating advice for me? I'm 22 and women are just after one thing. Help a brother out. Cheers. God bless. Where's Jack? Where are you, Jack?
Jimmy, you fucking
idiot. Huh?
There.
What are you saying? Huh? Huh? What? In the middle. Who the fuck is it? Where the fuck is Jack? Where's Jack and his mammy?
Here we are.
Okay. And are you worried, Jack, that women just want one thing? Is it for you to stop taking your mammy out? Is that the one thing they want? I'm going to America for 4 months by myself. And I know no one over there. I'm 21 and ready for the crack. What would you recommend a 21-year-old girl get up to while in the States? Love from Stacey, spelt incorrectly. Where's Stacey? Stacey. Stacey. Where are you, Stacey? Whereabouts in the States are you going?
North Carolina.
North Carolina? Right. Don't go there. Have you travelled extensively in America?
No.
No. Well, that's not the first place you go. You do New York first, then Los Angeles, then maybe a bit of Florida. North Carolina, it's down anyone's list. What are you doing while you're there?
I'm teaching.
What are you teaching?
I'm going to be teaching in a summer camp.
You're teaching in a summer camp? Right. And what was it that first attracted you to children? Fucking, you'll have a lovely time. And then you're going to travel afterwards?
Hopefully, yeah.
What do you mean, hopefully? If you're not murdered in the summer camp. We've only really got Friday the 13th as reference. We assume you're murdered in a cabin in the woods. Good luck. What, sorry? There's a lot of bears and snakes. I think you'll be all right. I'll be honest with you, I think you'll be fine. I mean, there's more bears and snakes than there are here, but they're not wandering the fucking streets. Have a fucking blast. What a great thing. And are you leaving a love behind?
Kind of, yeah.
Are you in a relationship at the moment?
Kind of.
Kind of? If he heard you say kind of, would he be heartbroken?
I don't know.
Who are you riding, Stacey? Seems very unclear. Are you in a relationship? What's kind of mean?
I don't know.
What, sorry?
The 4 months might change a lot.
She's going to cheat. Good luck. I admire her honesty. Sort of in a relationship. I'm going to be in North Carolina, going to get some D. Well done, you. What kind of a job do you find for people?
Tech roles.
Tech roles. It's not for me. Where are you from?
Italy.
Who? The fuck are you doing in St. Albans? I've been to Italy. It's lovely. Some offence, St. Albans. And are you Italian as well?
Yeah.
Well, this fucking checks out. How the fuck have you ended up here?
Work?
Peaceful.
Work?
Yeah.
What?
We live in Hemel Hempstead.
You live in Hemel Hempstead? Now, if that doesn't say Mafia Witness Relocation Program, I don't know what does. Yes, so we're a beautiful young Italian couple. We decide we want to live in Hemel Hempstead. Yes. We've had enough of Florence and Venice and Rome. Hemel Hempstead. This is a beautiful ring road. He's a fucking mafia accountant, is what he is. I cannot do any jail time. I'd rather live in Hemel Hempstead.
Where's your dad?
What, sorry?
Where's your dad?
Oh, who fucking knows? It's horrible. Any other heckles? You can ask questions, you can do what you like.
We kind of paid you to tell
you. You paid us, yeah, I know. People like the heckly bit. Oh. Christ, how thick are your fucking glasses, Mole? Jesus wept. Why are you sat at the front? You can't see a fucking thing. The sound is just as good at the back. What do you do for a living, sir?
I'm a funeral director.
A funeral director? Oh. I like the way, in the way that you've said that you're like a surgeon, he thinks he's like fucking Scorsese. I'm a funeral director. Fucking the new Spielberg. The coffin comes through. In one panning shot. And then into the fucking hole. Good on ya. What's your name, my friend?
Grant.
It's one of my favourite ever jokes, is a funeral director joke. Do you know the old gag? It's a wonderful old joke. So it's this lovely, and you guys do a wonderful job, because you're meeting people on the worst day, right? They're having a fucking terrible time, and you make it okay for them. That's a wonderful thing to do. So this old lady, right, in her 90s or whatever, goes in, her husband's died. Husbands always go first, right? And they fucking do. Because they want to. So she goes in the funeral directors and she says, because they've got them embalmed, and she says, oh, he looks lovely. He looks so handsome. Thank you so much. But he wanted to be buried in his blue suit, and you've got me in his brown suit. And the funeral director, obviously very dignified, goes, well, I'm terribly sorry for any discomfort at this very difficult time. I'll rectify the situation immediately. He steps out of the room and goes, switch the heads on 2 and 8. What's it like to fuck a corpse? It's a brilliantly, you sort of went to ask him. Went, ah.
What's HR?
What, sorry?
What's HR?
What?
Her job. Sorry, my man.
What's her job?
Yeah.
That's your question. Wow. Human resources.
Yeah.
So her job is to. Is to deal with fucking complaints about guys like you. We have a guy working here with an IQ lower than 30. Well, there's nothing we can do. Huh? What's your name? What's he? He's making a noise. I don't know what it is. Finn. Finn. What is it?
Victor.
Victor. All right, Victor. Where are you from, Victor? From Colombia. Oh. I have a friend from Italy. And some friends of his are very interested in talking. We do some business. How you say? What do you do, Victor?
IT. According to Tom, I work in NASA.
According to Tom, you work in NASA. The fuck is going on? Colombian NASA? This stuff is so pure, send it to the moon. It gets you real high. I'm amazed you don't have a space program. What do you have in Colombia? You've got cocaine and coffee. You're not short of motivation. Imagine the mornings there are fucking chaos, aren't they? Everyone's getting shit done. How cheap is cocaine in Colombia? It's cheap, right? Yeah. Cheap and good. Has everyone got a podcast then? It's mainly what people talk about on cocaine, isn't it? I'm going to start a podcast. What's your name, my friend? You look a couple of days away from homeless. What's your name? Grant. All right, named after what you live off. What do you do, Grant?
Mechanic.
Of course you fucking are. Proper job. Just cars? Any kind of motor?
Cars,
motorbikes, fucking anything. Excellent. Okay, the guy behind you is a big unit. What's your name, my friend?
Robert.
All right, Robert, what do you do?
I work for Canon.
You work for Canon? What, like?
Canon.
Oh, okay, as opposed to firing projectiles. Those fucking roundheads have had it coming too long. Get a fucking cannon on it. The cameras? Okay. Should I tell him about the phones? I don't want to annoy him, he's having a lovely night out. Shall I tell him? All right, I'll tell him. We've all got a camera on our phone, mate. Remember the guys you used to know that worked at the fax company and they all killed themselves? Remember all those lovely lads at the VCR place? All dead now, of course. Some of them aren't dead, some of them are like Grant, they're just living off the state. Well, great to have you here.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr and I'm announcing my new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny, because there'll be laughs and it'll be funny and because I laugh funny. Come and see me, go to jimmycarr.com for details, you know, dates and tickets and all that kind of thing. You know how to buy tickets, go and buy some tickets.